having a good time. Yeah. It is my pleasure to welcome you to one of the hottest new shows in the country.
In a few hours of madness.
I find I agree with an awful lot of what everybody has been saying as far as the violence of this society. But it's very hard to say anything when you haven't done anything about it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Adrenaline. A radio revolution.
We no longer wish to be treated as statistics.
www.adrenalineradio.net.
That's right. Adrenaline is back again. Probably the last time you'll hear us like this. We're getting some new mics and hopefully going to be sounding better as of the next show. But coming up today, we got brand new music from Phobia and Oroku. Got music from the Epileptics, React, and a great, great live Madam German set. Not going to play the whole set, but just one song, but it is beautifully recorded. Totally awesome. The 7-inch of the week this week is the Day by Day We Need More Than Your Compassion EP. And of course, Day by Day was the precursor to Lost World. Right now, we got music. This is Anti-Schism with Web of War right here on Adrenaline.
I'm not the
at us as just nothing. They look at us as if we're mine. They think that it's just a mistake, but they stare at us all the same. They don't believe in a word. They think that we're just joking, but they don't ignore everything, 'cause I know that it's them that's joking. They wonder why we do it, but they don't ask to our face. They make up all their own ideas and call us an unwanted race. It's easier to explain to their children that we're just something all gone wrong, and they say that it's best to ignore us, or they'll catch the disease we've got. It's printed in the papers that we're enemy, and that it's the punks versus the turds, which makes it impossible to walk down the street without thinking you're gonna get a kick in the head. But don't tell me it's my fault. My fault, 'cause it's what I'm being. 'Cause I ain't gonna change my ideas, 'cause it's something I choose to believe in. But the system's trying to destroy it. Attack after attack, the precedent bumps. If someone stabbed us at the music machine, they call it a punk rock club. But we don't want to have the blame for our celibates that go and see that shrugs. But I guess it'll just always be the same. They just always play the punk rockers.
Epileptics with System Reject. Before that, it was Phobia with Your Turn Next off their new LP. And to kick it off, it was Anti-Schism with The Web of War off the Still Life LP. I want to mention a website out there called Hardware Media and Radio. Good guy David over there running it. And what David has done is he's devoted his website to bringing you the best of DIY, punk and indie and just like totally awesome do-it-yourself independent podcasts. and he's got a ton of them linked, and all of them are just so cool. And he was nice enough to want to interview me about the show. And so you can go on over to his website, www.hardwaremediaandradio.com, and check out the interview. And he's got tons of other really awesome interviews. Al Quint, some of you may know him from The Pissed, but he also does Sonic Overload Radio. He's got an interview up there. And I mean, Felix Havoc of Radio Riot, and of course, Felix Havoc, you know, from, geez, Destroy, Code 13, Damage Deposit. I mean, come on, it's Felix Havoc here. And I mean, just totally awesome. Check it out, www.hardwaremediaandradio.com, and listen to everything up there because it's all great. Coming up next, we got music from React and Hellshock, but right now this is Hellbound with Negative Outlook.
We'll be right back.
We're back here on Adrenaline. Just heard Religious War with Indifference. Before that, it was Hellshock with Media React in there with Old Alliance. And to kick it off, it was Hellbound with Negative Outlook. I wanted to mention another website really quick, impeachforpeace.org. It's a Minnesota-based impeachment group for the impeachment of Bush. Really cool website, got a lot of information and links. They've got do-it-yourself impeachment. You can find it right at the top of the website right now. And it says that this group has researched a method for impeaching the president using a little known and rarely used part of the rules of House of Representatives. And this document actually empowers individual citizens to initiate the impeachment process themselves. If you wanna know more about the DIY guide to impeaching the president, take a visit over there, www.impeachforpeace.org, and it's right at the top. But another part of the website that I thought was really cool was they have a charges and evidence for the impeachment of George W. Bush. And the charges are, there's a couple charges. There's illegal war, which is fairly obvious. Illegal spying, of course, with the Patriot Act. That's not a mystery. Illegal torture, Abu Ghraib, and more pictures were released from Abu Ghraib recently. Well, at least semi-recently, within the last couple of months, that are just terrible. Illegal detention, as in the case of Guantanamo Bay. Illegal release of classified information, as was the case with the Secret Service agent's name that was released to the press. How did that happen? I don't know. Scooter Libby, looking at you. Anyway, check out the website, www.impeachforpeace.org. If you want to check out the evidence, you just go to impeachforpeace.org/evidence. It's right there. Really cool. Coming up next, we got a 6-song Adrenaline Rush with the live Madam German song. Really, really awesome music from Human Waste and Capitalist Casualties, but we're going to kick it off. This is Axiom with Suicide Race right here on Adrenaline.
It's another 6-song Adrenaline Rush starting now. We'll be right back.
Altså når det gjelder å ha samlet høy.
Back on Adrenaline, you just got through a six-song Adrenaline Rush. Crude SS with Forced Values there at the end. Crispus Attucks before that with My Way. Capitalist Casualties in there with Planned Community from their 6-inch with the same name. Human Waste before that. Madam German, Amorte das Linguas, that's from their live set. I don't know where to get it, if it's actually a disc or if it's a tape or what. But I found it on SoulSeek. And if you want to download it for me on SoulSeek, my name is Adrenaline Radio. Feel free. Before that, to kick it off, of course, it was Axiom with Suicide Race. Now, a lot been going on with Israel and Lebanon. And I found this article, and it's from Liberal Oasis. You can check them out, www.liberaloasis.com. There will be a direct link to this story on our show notes portion of the playlist from today. Today is Podcast 3. And yeah, it says, on NBC's Meet the Press, W's Chief of Staff Josh Bolton repeated the White House's main talking point that the root problem is Hezbollah, which means that the White House won't support a ceasefire because that would mean that Israel would have to stop shooting at the, quote, root problem. However, the Bush-backed Prime Minister of Lebanon, Fouad Siniora, has a decidedly different take on what the root problem is. He says it's Sheba Farms. Now, Sheba Farms is a small area of land with plenty of water that Lebanon claims and Israel occupies. However, it's been reported repeatedly that Israel fully withdrew from occupying southern Lebanon in 2000. Israel argues that Sheba Farms is historically Syrian and part of its occupation of the Golan Heights, not part of its earlier occupation of southern Lebanon. But Lebanon begs to differ, and Hezbollah uses the Israeli presence there to claim it is still engaging in resistance and in turn justify being armed. Further, Syria hasn't been interested in asserting a claim on the land because that would resolve the Israeli-Lebanon dispute, helping Israel and undermining Hezbollah. So that's the long-standing issue. But there were moves to resolve it right before the recent violence. This past May, the new Lebanon government was trying to step up pressure on Israel to withdraw, and they scored a UN resolution calling for Syria and Lebanon to clearly define their borders, an implicit call to resolve the Sheba Farms matter. Then just last month, Israel indicated that it was receptive to the idea of withdrawal despite being cool to the idea last September. Apparently intrigued by the possibility that it could directly lead to the disarming of Hezbollah. Seeing its final token on the verge of disappearing, Hezbollah looked for an opportunity to provoke Israel and scuttle hopes for a withdrawal. As Gaza flared up, Hezbollah pounced, and Israel predictably responded in kind, which was once again what the militants wanted. You see, Israel's firepower isn't what Hezbollah is afraid of. It's afraid of a peaceful resolution of disputes between Israel and Lebanon, and chiefly the Sheba Farms matter. So that's a better look into what's going on in Israel and Lebanon right now. Coming up next, we got music from Born Dead and Wolfpack and a brand new track from the new Oroku LP. But coming up right now, this is Remains of the Day with Synopsis for the American Dream right here on Adrenaline. Adrenaline. Wolfpack with Hard Tech. Before that, it was Born Dead with I Can't Deal With It. Oroku, brand new music from Oroku. That track is called Death to the Sufferer. That's off their new LP coming out off of New Audio Terror. Not sure if it's out yet, but if you do want to check out brand new tracks from their LP, check out their MySpace, www.myspace.com/Oroku. That's O-R-O-K-U. Awesome. All the tracks are awesome. Go check them out. Of course, to kick off the set, it was Remains of the Day with Synopsis for the American Dream. Tours going on right now all over the place. Against Empire, they've got a Midwest West Coast tour going on right now. Hellshock and Wartorn are touring together. They've got some solo dates. Hellshock playing an amazing show out in Seattle with Consume, Iron Lung, and Sanctum. Honestly, I'd give my left nut to go because I just love Consume. I love Hellshock. That show would be amazing. Cobra Noir also doing a full U.S. tour. Play a lot of Cobra Noir on the show. Really rad sound, really thick. That LP that they just released, totally cool. Totally awesome. You can find all these tour dates at www.profaneexistence.com. Coming up, we got the 7-inch of the week. This week's 7-inch is the Day by Day We Need More Than Your Compassion EP, but right now, this is Uncurb with Horrified Future.
Yeah.
7-inch of the week.
And yes, this is a reference to Biden.
www.adrenalineradio.net.
That's right, it is the 7-inch of the week. This week's 7-inch is the Day by Day We Need More Than Your Compassion EP. Of course, Day by Day was the precursor to Lost World. You can hear a lot of where that Lost World sound developed through this band. The tracks are as follows: Armageddon, No Words, Weg, and Du Sols Nyktoten. And I'm probably slaying that pretty bad. Anyway, this is Day by Day We Need More Than Your Compassion EP, right here on Adrenaline.
Ah!
is Adrenaline, a radio revolution.
www.adrenalineradio.net.
That was the 7-inch of the week. The Day by Day, We Need More Than Your Compassion EP. That's it for me. Tune in next time. I guarantee, A, the show will sound better, and B, I will not be the only one on it. Keep checking the website, www.adrenalineradio.net. Check us out on iTunes. The podcast is available on iTunes. Give us a write-up. Give us some comments, some feedback. We really, really love to hear from you guys. I'm Nate. I'm out. I'll see you next time.
It's over. A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
AdrenalineRadio.net.
Misery. You suddenly Let's go.